One Wisconsin family praises President Barack Obama's reversal of restrictions on funding for embryonic stem cell research. We first met Michelle Allswager and her then 7-year-old diabetic son Jesse in 2004 at the state capitol with Governor Jim Doyle. Allswager blamed then-President George W. Bush for stifling the possibility of finding a cure for her son's disease. The day she's been waiting for is here.
Well, it's a great day for all of us who are affected by diseases that could benefit from stem cell research.
Jesse was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes when he was 3. Since that time, he and his mother have actively worked to bring more attention to the issue of juvenile diabetes and the need for funding. Allswager had said Bush was holding their hope hostage.
To me, you know, this decision, I don't know the other words to say other than a no-brainer. I mean, we're all just waiting for George W. Bush to be out of office so that the right decision could be made.
There are many complications that go along with the disease, and Allswager does not want that for Jesse, now 12 years old. She says minimizing complications is not good enough. She wants a cure. In her effort to raise awareness, Allswager has been working on a documentary called Triabetes, in which she follows several people with type 1 diabetes who complete the Ironman.
I wanted a very clear message to people who are recently diagnosed that they can do anything that anyone else can do. They just have to manage it a little better.
The film could be released in April. Jackie Johnson, Wisconsin Radio Network.